This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Rioting and looting in South Africa continued today, raising the death toll to at least 30 as protesters clash with police. The violence erupted last week when former President Jacob Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. In the country's worst unrest in years, looters vandalized shopping malls, other retail outlets, and businesses in the province of Gauteng, which includes the country's largest city of Johannesburg. Security forces seemed unable to prevent the looting and attacks, which also occurred in Zuma's home province. Zuma was convicted of resisting a court order to testify in a state-backed investigation into allegations of corruption during his 9-year term as president that ended in 2018. The Taliban warned today that if Turkey extends its military presence in Afghanistan, the Islamist group will view Turkish troops as occupiers and wage jihad against them. The warning came amid fresh battlefield moves that critics say show the Taliban are planning a military takeover of Afghanistan in defiance of their peace pledges, raising the prospects of a full-blown civil war. The United States has asked Turkey to secure Kabul's airport after all American and NATO allied troops withdraw from the country by the end of next month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Friday, without elaborating, that he had agreed with Washington on the scope of how to secure and manage the airport. The Taliban condemned the deal as reprehensible and demanded Turkey review its decision. Lithuanian Prime Minister Ingrida Šimonytė told AP in an interview on Monday that the rate of successful applications among migrants who arrive in Lithuania across the Belarusian border will be very low.